Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a podcast for women who are fed up of being tired, bloated, and riding the hormonal roller coaster. This is for you if you're ready to create a better belly and gut health, balance your hormones, and create a more peaceful, happier mind. I'm Kezia Hall, your host, holistic nutritionist, coach, mom to young kids, trauma thriver, science, and holistic geek. And this show explores my three-part methodology, the three F's for feeling good: food, feelings, and function. So if you're ready to create pain-free periods or ditch the toilet, food, and IBS drama and just create a normal, joyful relationship with your body and with the food that you eat without overwhelm, restriction, or crazy health obsession, this is the podcast for you, and I am so glad that you are here. Let's get started with today's episode. So why do you wake up with a flatter tummy and end the day with what feels like a huge bloated belly? This is a problem so many of my clients have, where they're totally confused and struggling, where they wake up in the morning and they're like, yes, this is the way my belly's meant to look. And by the end of the day, their stomach feels sore, it's bloated, distended, and they have no idea why. But there is reasons why, and I'm going to share with you four of them in today's show. So fear not, my friends, we are going to dive into the main reasons that I see most commonly that you are getting really bloated in the evening, because this is the Gut Goddess Show. And it's been a little minute since we actually got down to some nitty gritty gut work. So that is what we're looking at today. But I hope you are well as you listen to this. It's so funny. If you're on the Northern Hemisphere, I live in Scotland, if you didn't know. And we were out the weekend and it was like sunny. I mean, cold, but sunny. And how quickly the seasons change. So as cheesy as it sounds, I just want to remind you, no matter where you are in your health, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're in a lot of pain, you're just in a really hard time with your health, things can change. Seasons can change so quickly. And it's like when you're in the depth of winter, you know, when you're like, oh God, it's so dark. Will I ever see the sun again? And then the season changes and it happens quite quickly. And it's the same with your health. So yeah, I hope that gives you some hope. I want to do this free podcast every week to really inspire and just remind you of how much hope there is for your health, how much you can do, that when there's problems, when there's symptoms, they are problems to be solved. They're not punishments and sufferings you have to live with forever. And as a holistic nutritionist, I have the great privilege of helping my clients every single week with like solving those problems using science, using holistic approaches, using logic to solve a problem. Because the biggest thing that irritates me, the biggest lie we've been sold as women's in women's bodies and in health and wider as well in our culture, is that health is someone else's job to fix, because, you know, we can't possibly know the answers. Whereas actually, if you're struggling with your symptoms, you simply have problems that need to be solved. So if you want to change your health, the bloating, the IBS, the heavy periods, the body composition, whatever it is, you simply need to figure out what the problem is. Why do you have heavy periods? Why do you have you gained loads of extra weight? Why do you have IBS and are constipated? And then you target those problems. That is literally what I do with my clients every single week. So just a reminder, I know it feels really hard, really overwhelming and confusing when it's your body. And that's why you need support. That's why I do the work that I do. That's why I have spaces for two new clients right now. Hint, hint, come and work with me. Because it can feel overwhelming, but it's actually when you use a science-based approach and you have clear strategy and you have support, you can actually solve those problems and feel better. When I share with you the client testimonials, like, you know, a client I'm wrapping up with now can hold, it has no more joint pain from having joint pain that was keeping her awake at night. It was painful to hold a mug, painful to do all of these things, isn't there anymore, which is incredible and life-changing for her. That's not necessarily magic, or, I mean, I think it's a miracle, but it's a miracle of applying the science, of figuring, of logic. This is the problem. Let's figure out how to solve this problem. So that is possible for you. So we are going to dive into today's show. If you do want to work with me, I do have spaces for new clients. In Bloom, my new program, I'd love to work with you, and thank you for being here. Okay, let's get on with the show. So this used to be me to a T. I would wake up in the morning and I would look at my belly and be like, oh, okay, this is roughly how my belly's like to look, is meant to look, right? And then at the end of the day, I would be like, what the chill has happened to my insides? I would feel sore. My belly was sore to touch. I would just have to have stretchy things, like my jeans wouldn't fit anymore. I'd maybe just look pregnant, like and I have been pregnant and I did look pregnant back then. I can now confirm. And it would just be so uncomfortable and sometimes hot and just, it would just feel so uncomfortable. Sometimes it would be actually just painful and I'd have to lie in bed with like a hot water bottle or just lie in the bath. I remember as a young person, but I'm only 36. I'm so young. I would like sometimes have to cancel plans and just sit in the bath because my stomach had the spasms and the pain. It was so unpleasant. So why is that? What happens? What's going on? Why are you bloated in the evening? And because that is almost more, not more frustrating, but it's a different type of frustration because you're like, my body has the potential of not being bloated. It gives me like a tempting crumb in the morning and tells me that it's possible. And then by the end of the day, no. So here are a couple of reasons for why. There are more reasons for this, but for brevity and so I don't like, we're not here for like 3 hours and you're bored out of your brains, I'm going to give you the ones that I see most commonly with clients because this is something that comes up a lot. First thing though to address is changes in your belly size and shape is totally normal throughout the day. Remember when you wake up in the morning, you've got completely empty stomachs. You're probably not eating for 12 hours, maybe more like 14. You're not even like, you're even dehydrated. So your belly is going to expand a little bit throughout the day. That's fine. That's normal. It's not going to look exactly the same after you've had 3 meals and 2 sacks, snacks, and like, I don't know, several liters of water. It's not going to look the same, is it? That's logical. So some change in your belly size is really normal because you're filling your belly with food throughout the day. Hello. But when it becomes uncomfortable, when the bloating becomes excessive, like I sometimes get clients to send me pictures of their bellies so that, because they maybe don't know, you know, they're like, is this all in my head? Is this real? You can kind of measure it sometimes if that's helpful. But if it's either bloating that maybe doesn't come with pain or discomfort, it's just really obviously distended, or often it comes with pain and discomfort and maybe it can feel hot or inflamed, then obviously that's not a good sign either. So what could actually be going on there? Also, another couple of things to note is when you actually might have this slight fluctuation in your bloating, you know, so it feels flatter in the morning and then more distended at night, and you also just might be bloated all the time, your morning, what you think is your morning flat belly might still be you pretty bloated. I sometimes find that with clients, I'll start working with them and they feel like they're like their belly is like they've lost like a stone from their belly in a couple of weeks. And they haven't, you know, they haven't lost a stone of body fat from their belly specifically, but what they didn't realize was that they're so bloated. When we've reduced the bloating, they suddenly feel like their belly is totally transformed because they didn't actually realize that there was a certain level of consistent bloating that they had every single day. And that's quite normal. Sometimes I'll ask clients, I'm like, do you get bloated? They're like, no, not at all. And then within a couple of weeks or like a month of working together, like I totally was bloated all the time and I didn't realize. Or like, you know, they were a little bit of both. They were bloated all the time and it got worse some days. So what is really going on there? First thing is that I always go to, and again, this isn't an extensive list, but these are the most common things that come up, is if you're really bloated at the end of the day, what is really obvious, and this might be something you logically can see how this is the case, is that your chemical digestion or your digestion is poor. So when you've woken up in the morning, you've not had any food to digest for many, many hours. You're not actively digesting anything. But what happens at the end of the day is that you've asked your body to digest food 2, 3, 4, 5 times, more than that throughout the day. And if digestion isn't happening optimally, if it's sluggish, if it's struggling, let's say with protein digestion, fat digestion, if your digestion, specifically your chemical digestion. So to put things really simply, you have chemical digestion, which is stomach acid, bile, digestive enzymes that help you break down fat, carbs, and protein. You also have your mechanical digestion, which is the muscles around your stomach, helping churn your stomach. You have peristalsis, where the muscles are kind of moving food from the top of the body down to your butt. You have this kind of more mechanical process and of digestion, as well as the movement, the motility, your gut motility, which I'm not going to dive into. But even just your chemical digestion, if that's poor, if you're not digesting protein properly, which is super common, if you're not digesting fat properly, which is super common, then you can see by the time you've had 3, 4, 5 times of eating food that your body then needs to digest, if it's not doing that optimally, if it's struggling with those functions, you can see why bloating would come. I always think about bloating as just a type of inflammation that's going on in the body. You know, if you hurt your wrist and it gets inflamed, it swells up. It's the same with your bloating. Bloating is when your belly is swelling up. Why do things swell up in the body? Because there's some level of inflammation going on. It's not necessarily like a broken wrist. It might not be that acute, but there's some sort of inflammation going on. And one of the things that I see most commonly with clients and people that I work with, having worked with so many people now around gut issues, is this poor chemical digestion. So if you're not digesting, because you are, you know, we have the phrase, you are what you eat, but primarily you are what you digest. 2024 is your time to bloom. It's your time to be done with feeling dull, foggy, frumpy, fat, sore, uncomfortable, or just limited by your symptoms in your body. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, which I know some of you have, and I'm so glad that you're here, I want to invite you to come and bloom with me. I have transformed my one-to-one program, and now my signature one-to-one 6-month private program is called Bloom, and I'm taking on new clients right now. This is for you if you are struggling to see results on your own and you're just ready, you just know that you want to become the most radiant, confident, happy person that you can be. You want to feel at home in your body. You want to feel at a healthy weight. You want to feel just good without pain, being able to do things and no longer feeling limited by your symptoms, by your lack of confidence, by body image issues, by pain, by toilet issues, hormone drama. You just want to feel good. Bloom is my 6-month premium program for people that are ready, like totally ready to be done with all the health drama, but they know they need guidance, they need strategy, they need support, they need personalized data. That is what Bloom is for. It also now includes an in-person retreat if you want to come to that, and I am currently taking on new clients. The way you get started is just to book your free clarity call. It doesn't commit you to anything. I would honestly love to chat to you. Even if you decide not to work with me, that's totally fine. You head to keziahall.com/book to book in your free clarity call, and I would love to speak with you. This isn't a will it work for you. It's really about if you're ready. I know this can work. A holistic, personalized nutrition and lifestyle approach can work for you. I've seen it time and time again. The question is, are you willing to decide to bloom? Are you going to allow yourself to become the most healed, radiant, confident, and happiest version of yourself? And if that's you and I feel like the right person for you, keziahall.com/book to book in your free call, or you can go to keziahall.com/bloom, B-L-O-O-M, to find out all the details and the payment plans. Also, if you sign up soon, there'll also be a special discount and extended payment plan. So I'd love to chat with you, keziahall.com/bloom, and I'll speak to you soon. You could be eating the healthiest food. Like literally, you could eat more healthy food than me. You might grow it in your garden. You might have a little homestead where you have chickens and you raise your own cows and you practice, you know, all of this food stuff that's super healthy. But if your digestion is poor, you're still going to be bloated. Whether it's an organic whole food diet or whether it's not a great diet, either way, you need to digest those foods. And often sometimes a more whole food, real food diet is trickier to digest in a way because you've got so much fibers, you've got real food, you know, just processed food that's basically just sugar is easier for the body to digest, which is why if you've ever known anyone with an IBD, like Crohn's, diverticulitis, when they're having a flare-up, often the gastroenterologist's advice is to eat white bread, highly processed, plain foods because it's easier to digest. So chemical digestion is the first one. The next thing that we're looking at in terms of bloating, especially bad bloating in the evening, and I would say with this one also, you probably are more likely to be consistently bloated and then have extra bloating on top of that. So you're probably a bit bloated in the morning, but by the end of the day, it's even worse. And that would be something called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or you can also have small intestinal fungal overgrowth. So that's SIBO or SIFO. This is when you have a bacterial infection in your small intestine. Just about to explain that and be like, well, the name says it all, because yeah. And this, when this happens, it can create a lot of bloating, persistent bloating that won't budge no matter how healthy, how much you try. It just seems to not go away, and it can be often really uncomfortable. It can present itself with constipation most commonly, but also sometimes with looser stools and diarrhea. It's something you can get a clear diagnosis from your gastroenterologist. It's becoming more common in the UK. I've had several clients in the last year whose gastroenterologists or doctors or consultants has done this test on them, which is great. That wasn't the case 4 years ago when I was trying to get my clients to get tested. You can also test for it privately. And it's an infection in the small intestine that creates a lot of hydrogen and methane gas that can create a lot of bloating, and it can be really uncomfortable. It can be tricky to get rid of. I've worked with lots of clients around SIBO protocols and SIFO protocols, but it is totally possible. And it's a really common factor. In fact, the research is varied, but it's rough. Some people think up to 75% of all IBS cases are actually SIBO infections going on. So it's a really interesting, especially if you've had IBS and bloating and bowel issues for a long, 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 long time, then this is something I always consider. I'm pretty sure I had it. Now, 10 years ago, I didn't, I actually did get a SIBO test, but I didn't do it because I can't remember. I think I did a stool test instead, but I'm pretty sure I had SIBO based on my symptoms and the longevity of my symptoms. So SIBO, SIFO is another one that often, if someone's really just bloated on a regular daily basis in some shape or form, it's good to test for that, or at least run a stool test or rule that out. So that's the second thing. The third thing that can make a big difference is also your stress. Now, these are interlinked with SIBO and your chemical digestion, but when you're stressed, or if you're on the go all day, then you're probably impeding your own chemical digestion. So in a way, you will have reduced chemical digestion. Your chemical digestion will be poorer if you're chronically stressed and consistently stressed, or consistently on the go and not able to take breaks or have moments of calm, as I often call them with clients. Because when you're stressed, or when when your body feels threatened, which is what stress is, it puts all its energy into adrenaline and easy energy in the bloodstream, meaning glucose in the bloodstream, and it takes energy, it diverts energy away from unessential processes like digestion. You know, if you are truly in a life-threatening situation, digesting your food isn't a priority. Running away from the bear, fighting, fleeing is the main priority. So if you're in a chronic stress state, then you will actually naturally impede your own chemical digestion, your own gut motility, and you'll actually hinder your own practical process of digestion. So that's why things like meditation is really important. You might, you know, if you have IBS, for example, you might constantly get these ads around like breath work and apps, and how people are saying it's not about food at all, you just need to do hypnotherapy. And there is some good evidence for that. I think that's actually the whole message is often unleading, because it's not just about stress for a lot of people, but stress is a huge part of the bloating picture. And sometimes it's the catalyst. Maybe you're chronically stressed for a long time and then gut issues started, or maybe you've just become really stressed because you have awful bloating and gut issues. So it's sometimes a bit of a vicious circle, but that is another big one that can go on. The fourth reason you might be really bloated in the evening is there might be food intolerances going on. So food intolerances are not allergies. They're not things you're having a really acute immune response to. Like, for example, my husband's allergic to peanuts. If he eats peanuts, then he has a very strong immune response. A food intolerance is when you have this low-grade immune response to a food. So I have food intolerances to gluten, to dairy, and when I recently tested, to eggs as well. So I'm not allergic to gluten. I would describe myself as having non-celiac gluten sensitivity. But I do have an immune response to gluten, so I don't eat it. If I ate gluten and dairy regularly and lots of sugar, I would probably become bloated very quickly because of how much inflammation and how much that would change my gut microbiome and the ecosystem of my gut. So food intolerances is a big one. And it's always worth saying, sometimes people jump on food intolerances tests, and I actually don't run food intolerance tests that often with clients. I do sometimes, because I actually think it's probably one of the less important tests to run to begin with. You might have ran a food intolerance test and it's come back with maybe 20 foods that you're quote unquote intolerant to. You also need to be careful of the quality. I like blood food intolerance tests. I know you can get like hair ones or sometimes ones where you hold a scanner. I don't know the science. I've not seen any science that would suggest those are accurate or helpful. If you're doing that, you might get blood test results that tell you you're intolerant to 20 things. And actually what that tells me is that you're not maybe intolerant to 20 foods, you just have a lot of inflammation in your gut. So I don't tend to do food intolerance tests. The first thing that I do, I tend to run stool tests with clients or maybe a SIBO test, run a gut protocol. And if they haven't made sufficient progress, then we might look at food intolerances once we know we've cleaned up the gut a bit. But if your gut is really inflamed, you're probably going to show reactions to tons of food and then get more stressed out because you're trying to remove, I don't know, 25 different foods from your diet, which is just not very, it's just a bit too much, you know? And we've got to remember, with all this gut work, we have to make sure that we're regulating our nervous system through it. And the biggest thing, one of the biggest mistakes, I see so many people that come to me, maybe they've worked with other practitioners or they've been trying to figure it out on their own, is they're like so stressed out and so burnt out about their health, and they have so much health anxiety about what to eat and if they're eating the right things or what to food, like that actually it's impeding their own healing because they need the support, they need the guidance. So food intolerances is the fourth reason that you could be really bloated at the end of the day. So when it comes to bloating, a little bit of change in your belly is totally normal. Remember, your belly is empty in the morning and in the evening it's full of food, so it's not going to look and be exactly the same. But if you have a lot of distension, discomfort, if it feels really different, maybe your lower belly is really bloated, your upper belly is really bloated, then there's probably something going on in one of these four areas. Again, this isn't an extensive list, but these are the most common things I see in my practice as a holistic nutritionist and coach. So I hope that helps. And remember, when it comes to bloating, you can completely change and heal your gut. I have seen it with so many clients. I've done it with myself. So just remember that things can change, but what you need to do is get to the root cause of your bloating, of the IBS, of the gut issues. Is it chemical digestion? Is it your gut motility? Is it SIBO? Is there stress? Is there food intolerances? Is there some structural issues? There's so many things. And I've only shared four. There's literally like, I could think of at least 10 other things that could be going on that could be creating bloating. So if you want to know more, then you can, in terms of working with me, I mean, then you can go to keziahall.com/bloom and find out all about Bloom. Also, you can go just to my blog. And if you go to my website and just use this and hit blog and search IBS, you'll find loads of articles and blogs all about IBS and bloating. There's also loads of recipes on my website. And if you haven't done the Gut Goddess quiz, then that will also give you a bit more personalized input and strategy in terms of the next three steps you can take if bloating and gut issues are the main problem for you. And that's at keziahall.com/quiz. Okay, sending you lots of love. Thank you for being here. Bye. Are you wondering what the heck is going on with my body? What is with the bloating, the hormonal roller coaster, the pain, the fatigue, your inability to lose weight? And you know you want things to change, like that, you're very clear on that. You want something to change, but you have no idea what direction to head in. You read stuff, you listen to stuff, but how do you know where to begin? How do you know where to start? What's the first steps? If that's you, then I want to give you some answers within the next 10 minutes. Go to keziahall.com/quiz to do the free Gut Goddess quiz, and I'm going to point you in the right direction, give you three things that are going to help you, help your symptoms, and get you started so that things feel clear, doable, and that you can actually see some big shifts. So go to keziahall.com/quiz, complete the quiz, then come back and listen to the rest of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you haven't left me a review yet, please go to iTunes, scroll down, look at ratings and review, and give me a 5-star review and leave a few comments. That really helps the podcast to reach more people. And if you want to know more about anything I mentioned in the podcast, you can go to the show notes at keziahall.com/blog. And I would love to hear from you if you have any other questions. And please share this podcast with anyone that you know that you find helpful. Screen share it, put it on Instagram, Facebook, put it in your WhatsApp groups, screenshot it, share it with a friend. The more people that hear about this show, the merrier, because more and more women need to know how good they get to feel.